Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
How did those four Wolfpack starting quarterbacks fare? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Late last week, various media outlets and lots of NC State fans via social media were crowing about having four starting quarterbacks on Sunday in the NFL. How did that work out for the Wolfpack alumni? Well, let's take a look. Mike Glennon moved one step closer to losing his starting position with the Chicago Bears to rookie and former Tar Heel Mitch Trubisky. In a dismal 29-7 loss to the Tampa Bay Bucks, Glennon had the worst quarterback rating of those four Pack play callers, completing 31 of 45 passes with two interceptions and one TD pass in a fourth period when the game was essentially over. Jacoby Brissett was pushed into duty a couple of weeks after being traded from the Patriots to the Colts, whose star quarterback Andrew Luck is out indefinitely with an injured shoulder. Brissett led Indianapolis to an early lead before Arizona tied the game. In overtime, Brissett threw his one pick of the day, setting up the Cardinals' winning field goal. Brissett's QB rating was only fractions higher than Glennon's. In his 14th season in the NFL, Philip Rivers may be on his way to the Hall of Fame for his outstanding career statistics, but his last of six playoff appearances was in 2009, and the 35-year-old veteran is running out of time to reach the ultimate goal of playing in a Super Bowl. Rivers was 31 for 39 in a 19-17 upset loss to the Dolphins, throwing one TD pass for the highest NC State QB rating of the week. The fourth state starter, Russell Wilson, had a very tough afternoon before his Seahawks rallied to beat the lowly 49ers. He completed 23 of 39 passes, throwing for the only TD of the game to pull out a 12-9 win. But since that score was in the fourth quarter, it belongs more to Wisconsin, where Russell played his fourth year of college football after state let him leave to hand Glennon the starting position. In all, state's alumni starters were one win and three losses on the day, throwing three touchdown passes and three interceptions for an average quarterback rating of less than 50%. In a few words, not much to crow about. This is Archansky. See ya.